Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Playing different college sports, but this has been what's been going on forever, whether it was cars, whether it was money from boosters. There's no hiding it now.
Hey, David, you're so low-keyed. I always wonder. You know, you always sound cool, calm. Mm-hmm. You just always sound polished, even early in the morning. If you don't mind me asking, do you and your wife ever, like, get into a little bit of an argument or anything? Do you guys... It just seems like I don't even see you fighting at home. If she, you know, she might be having a little bit of an off day where she doesn't have her good fastball and she's had to go to that changeup. That you're okay. That you're like, right, where I snap a little bit and I go, you know, go into another room or leave for a few hours. I don't see you doing that.
We've had one or two disagreements about certain things, Joe. We're just like everybody else. But in the end, we've been together for 30 plus years and we figured out how to resolve the problem.
Wow. See, that's why. Hey,
can
man,
you write,
why,
can you write something down and send that to Joe? That whatever that answer is to that.
Just well, so Joe, you know what the answer is: happy wife, happy life.
You right. got that right. Right, and that's why you're David Weinstein, my man, and everybody is. That's why you're you right there, man. Hey, David, thank you so much. Really appreciate it, man. I like the Bills draft too, and I really like that veteran wide receiver they picked up. Nice stuff.
You're welcome, Joe. I'm looking forward to the season when it happens. I'm, you know, not too sure what to think about ESPN predicting them going 12-4. I'd like to see it come true.
That's right. And if it's empty stadium, we're going to get you a seat. It'll be empty stadium except you, man. You'll be good. Thank you.
Perfect for my one game a year. You're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
That was David Weinstein from Hinshaw and Culbertson with a bunch of legal answers for us that we have no idea what the answers could be. We have no, I have
you guys,
no clue on that stuff.
Well, apparently, I got a little bit more of a legal background than you two because she ain't doing any time.
Yeah, but what? The other woman in this, the under the covers woman, has something to say about this.
But
she got a gun. How do you know?
She just called them a hoe. Now you can't do time for calling somebody a hoe for being in bed with your husband.
I have a hard time thinking that. While a gun was pointed at somebody in that bed or multiple people, that not for one second it wasn't pointed at one of those women. I have a hard time believing that, especially if there's video. All you need, Joe, is 2 seconds of that video being pointed at one of those women, one of those women saying they were scared for their life, that they were going to get shot and killed by Miss Thomas, and all of a sudden, Joe, it goes from no jail time to some jail time.
All right, and I have one question left, and I didn't want to ask David. The only question I have left, and he's not a sleazy guy, I didn't think it was appropriate to ask David Weinstein, but I'm going to ask you. You thinking there were two naked women or three naked women in that bed with Earl and his brother?
I'm thinking there could be up to 3 to 4. I'm thinking 2 might not be enough.
Can you imagine that? Oh, right. No.
This whole story is very, very weird, by the way, with the brothers right. together. Like, that's right. just weird, right. man.
Having sex next to your brother in bed, right. in the same bed as...
Or you even, couldn't get two queens?
Yeah, well, even if it is two queens, having sex at the same time in the same hotel room would be weird.
Yeah. I don't even want to be in the same city as my brother having sex. Like, I just, yeah, it's weird, man.
No, they're really close, man. They're close.
No, you just get,
yeah, I can see that.
You get that vision of like you and your brother, whether it's younger brother, older brother,
right.
and this is going on, whether there's 3 or 4 women and high fiving each other, and
yeah, it was a big party.
How about that moment that door gets kicked in and there she is, and you're like, oh no, and the gun,
right?
I can tell you.
Wife's got a gun. The other two girls have knives.
I can tell you what that would do to my body at that time of stimulation.
Right. Nan stimulation. That's what it would be.
Woo! That'd be it.
Right. Yeah. How about the brother thinking, oh my God, that's my sister-in-law. What is she doing with a gun? And who are those two girls she's got with them that have knives?
They're saying the one might have been his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
No, there's a relationship there.
Oh,
yes, somebody could have got shot in this time.
Right.
Somebody could have just like fake clicked the gun.
Right.
You know? And that just thing gone off.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
She doesn't think there's a bullet in the gun. She just does a little click, click.
Not funny. Not a good situation.
No.
Just be glad it wasn't us, man.
Right.
Be glad.
Right. Right.
We're all sitting here at the house. Hey, we got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff that we'll get to here this morning, including MJ and The Last Dance. Episodes 7 and 8 last night has just kind of left you going, wow, it pretty damn good. And it was all Michael Jordan stuff. Like, MJ can't go, oh, man, I don't know where they got. Like, it's all him back then and now, which pretty crazy, right? His reaction to everybody. And who did he throw under the bus a little bit last night? We'll tell you about all that if you miss it. That's all coming up. But right now, oh, Hollywood's headlines too, Woody. I didn't forget about you. I
appreciate it, Joe, because you know I've built up from the weekend. I got everything in here from UFC to a shark attack. So,
all right. I hope there was a shark attack at the UFC event.
By the
way,
that'd
be fun.
Do you see all the sharks out there?
Yeah.
That's Santa Cruz, and that's exactly. We took a vacation there a few years ago.
Save it, Joe.
And I will never go there again. All right, save it. Hey, I'll tell you what I'm not going to save, what Baptist Health is doing right now. Whether you got the flu, coronavirus, you think you had the coronavirus, but it might have been the flu, you just need peace of mind. You need to know, right? You're going crazy wondering. Everybody wants to know if they have it or not, or if they're over it, or if they've ever had it. Well, Baptist Health knows you're concerned about coronavirus, and they're here to help. Download the Baptist Healthcare on-demand app today and have a video visit with a doctor for free with a code CARE19. If you're experiencing flu-like symptoms right now, the CDC recommends staying home and seeing a doctor via telehealth. That's all you have to do. Baptist Health doctors are prepared to follow appropriate CDC protocol, screen for coronavirus infection, and recommend care. So get peace of mind with Baptist Health Care On Demand. And don't forget now to download the Baptist Health Care On Demand app and use the code CARE19, that's C-A-R-E, code CARE19 for a free visit now and get peace of mind with Baptist Health and their doctors.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us today, man?
All right, guys, we did have sports over the weekend. We had UFC and Justin Gaethje beat Tony Ferguson in the main event. I watched some of it, and it seemed pretty normal to me. Like, I know there are no fans in the stands, but I thought the UFC actually did a pretty good job with this whole thing, despite one of the fighters having to drop out of the fight. I think it was, Friday because he had corona.
Right.
So despite that, I thought the event actually went pretty well.
I thought it worked out great too. It was good. I was really interested here with the guys fighting thought, and they actually said some of them liked it because they could hear what the training camp, not only what theirs was saying, but what the other fighters, trainers were saying and orders they were given to get a feel for everything. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's any issue with sports without fans at this point, right? Like, the way that event went, I mean, you could hear everything. I think it was fine.
I think we're starving for sports. I don't care at this point, fans or not. I think we just need sports.
Yeah. By the way, we could have them all rolling in July, man.
Right, right.
Everything goes into June, maybe early July. We have a lot of stuff back on TV again. And by the way, a ton of it. We could have games all day.
Right.
Like called the catch-up sports.
Oh, no, we're starving for it now, but we're going to be overdosing on it in about a month and a half if that's the case, right?
And then let me ask you guys something. You're talking about being starving for sports right now. How about the UFC charging for that pay-per-view after the prelim fights on ESPN?
Mm.
Oh.
You okay with that?
Still got to make your money, but yeah, bad look.
We were debating that over the weekend, man. I think it was, what, $55 or something like that to watch those fights. Yep. I mean, you're really going to charge? Cause, and there's no sports bars open to go, you know, grab a beer and watch the thing for free.
Oh, man, right.
I kind of thought that was a little bit of a weird move. I know everyone kind of watches their own way, however they like to watch. But, yeah, I thought that was a little bit weird.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, I do agree with that.
There could be – somebody could be getting blasted for that. Yeah, no question.
All right.
Somebody got to pay him.
All right.
We go to this Jay Cutler thing next here, and his divorce is starting to get a little bit messy here with his soon-to-be ex-wife. But there was a nice post that he put up on Instagram as Jay continues seemingly to take the high road here and said, "Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. These three little ones picked a good one." And there's a picture, of course, of his wife and the kids up there. And there's a lot of people also now saying that his wife runs his Instagram account.
Ooh.
Might have posted herself.
but
it does seem like Jay Cutler has been getting, I mean, it seems like he's been getting blasted through this whole thing, like trying to make him look bad. And he just doesn't seem to mind.
I just think this, that if Joe, I mean, you played football for a couple of years and you understand the situation. If I just played in the NFL for an upwards of a decade and I made over $100 million and now I'm finally kind of out of football with not much to do, but I got $100 million in the bank and I kind of want to just sit outside in the backyard with my kids or do my own little hobbies here and there, but not really, I'm not really motivated to go get another job or work in a retail store like my wife just opened up. I don't think it's that big of a deal if you got that much cash in the bank. And if she's just kind of saying he's lazy, unmotivated, and this and that. Well, I mean, he did make $100 million plus and just kind of enjoying life now. So, I don't know. I think I'm kind of on Jay's side.
What do you mean you don't know? Like, I'm with you. Like, wait a second here. So, kind of so you made all this money, and so you're going to make $1 million a year of Fox. The Dolphins end up giving you enough money that you wouldn't have made in probably 7 or 8 years as a Fox announcer. You're making one football season. And then you want to come home and you want to be with your three kids and hang out at a farm, and that's not motivated enough for you?
Right.
That's man, she should not get a hall pass. She goes, well, I'm super motivated. Well, he was super motivated to be good enough to play in the league, and teams kept him around and paid him a lot of money before you knew it, and you're living a pretty good lifestyle.
Right.
I think it's a bad look for her.
Right.
Really bad look for her too. Like she getting this hall pass. Like, and he's a weirdo. Don't get me wrong. He's a strange dude.
He's an introvert. We know that. We saw it down here firsthand. But I mean, it's not like this guy, you know, was making $35,000 a year for 10 years, and now has just decided, well, I'm just going to live off what my wife's making, and I'm just going to do nothing. He's got $100 million in the bank, or he's made $100 million.
He's made that. Yeah, he got to pay taxes, and he got to live a little bit. But he's probably got $40 or $50 million to be honest. Right. He never wanted to work again in his life unless he made a ton of bad investments or he's got hit recently and he lost a lot of it. But whatever it is, it's like he made a lot of damn money. Calm down a little bit there on you got to go get a job. You got to go get a job. You got to go get a job. I don't want you home with the kids. I don't want you home with the kids.
Right. And she's super motivated. She's got a couple of those stores that she opened up in Nashville, Chicago. She's going to open one up in L.A. That's fine. If you're super motivated, do what you got to do. For how many years did Jay have to run away and go for 16 weeks here in training camp? And now he's finally chilling out with some cash in the bank?
Yeah.
Like, that's an American dream right there. I wish I was doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, enough on that topic. What else Woody?
All right, guys. Have you seen how well Tyler Hero is doing during quarantine? You guys catch this story by any chance?
No.
All right. So there's a girl named, I guess it's Katya, K-A-T-Y-A, Katya Elise Henry. It says here on her Instagram account she does workouts, but she also has 7.5 million Instagram followers. And Joe, I'll send you a picture later and you can. She looks pretty good. So yeah, she has 7.5 million followers. So. Tyler Hero sent her a little message on Twitter, and recently Hero appeared on her Instagram feed. The two have been spending some time together.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
I feel like, Joe, this doesn't work without you having the picture. So I'm gonna text you a picture, and whenever you get it, you can react instantly to it. But
so we got another athlete falling in love with an Instagram model. Is that what you're telling me?
No, Joe. She's a fitness model.
I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
She does fitness, I guess.
So do you think it's more physical attraction, or you think this thing's got a shot? He's only 20. First of all, I ain't getting real serious. You're 20 friggin' years old.
Right. I'm going to go with option A, Joe. Physical attraction for 100. Plus.
Yeah. Make sure you delete that off your phone, by the way, Joe. I don't want you getting in trouble again, but I did just send you a picture, so you can you take a peek if you want.
Quick delete. Yeah.
No, it's fine. What else? Just send it. All right, what else you got?
Check your phone. It's there. Check. I just sent it to you.
All right, go ahead.
I was waiting to hear the ding off his phone. Ding.
You want to get to the next one while you take a peek at that?
Yep. Just go ahead.
We'll know when he gets it. Yeah.
All right.
You got it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yep.
Thoughts?
Yep.
Are we going to stay with our A answer? Physical?
Yeah. Physical attraction. Yep. Definitely physical attraction. And he can work out. Maybe he gets free workouts.
I sent you the behind angle on that picture, by the way. That's like the backward angle.
I know that. I could see that. Are you kidding? You think I can't see front from back jerky?
Just wanted to make sure.
Oh, that was funny.
All right.
Well done.
In another nice story here, did you guys see the video Tua put up on Twitter? He was nice enough to give his mom a black Cadillac Escalade for Mother's Day.
That's great.
Yep. Good job.
Not surprised by that. He got that big signing bonus. Big. Right. And that's
19.6, right?
I don't know how much that money's. I don't know what the signing bonus part of that contract is, but you're one of the top picks. It's pretty good money, whatever it is up front. Low base, big signing bonus. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the reasons that this is, I think, a great pick for the Dolphins is just the publicity alone and the excitement around the team. Did you see the top three selling NFL jerseys right now?
No. Go ahead. I did not see that.
Well, number three is a guy who just switched teams. Which one would that be? That would be
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Yeah.
Everybody wants that jersey.
Number one and number two, Tua.
The white and the green?
The white and the green.
Wow. Which is the top selling, does it say?
I think the green is the top one.
Right.
I said he was going to be good. We're not surprised by that, right? That the guy is still all over everything for a guy, you know.
Wait, what do you mean we said he was going to be good?
Yeah, stay out of this.
Did you say you mean good for business?
Good for business.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how good he's going to be, but I knew from a marketing standpoint.
You just need to stay out of it.
So here's what I've been saying. We'll find out how he plays out in Davey, but at Hard Rock Stadium, he's a rock star. We've never had anything like this.
Right.
Great for business. Right.
Great.
Already a successful pick for the Dolphins.
By the way, my wife has contributed to that jersey sale list. I believe she bought one for me and for my son, a Tua jersey.
There you go. I'm guessing those were
hot selling jerseys. The green Google ones, too.
One, man. Yeah. That's great.
Ready for some
interesting
more
stuff? Yes.
All right. So Trevor Bauer,
I hate dead
we've
air.
We've seen a lot of athletes go on TV, you know, with the Zoom stuff recently. Trevor Bauer goes on ESPN, and unfortunately, ESPN forgot to crop out where it puts your phone number.
On the top
of the screen. So he went on, and ESPN put his phone number up right there on the middle of the screen. And Bauer was cool about it. He said, "So ESPN just leaked my number to the entire world." He said, we'll call it a massive screw up, but he's going to do a giveaway and he'll be leaving a pair of signed cleats and an autographed baseball over the next 48 hours. Rules are in his voicemail. So you can call him and get the rules out to do the giveaway. So he made it into a fun thing. He's obviously going to have to change his number.
Right, which stinks. Right.
Oh, can you imagine every whack job in sports will be out there like, you're screw, you know, and people will be mad at him and because he's out there now. That guy's... There's a guy that flies a little different than the other birds right there, too, boy.
Yeah, but how long have you, like, Joe, you've had the same number for a long time, your cell phone number. I'm assuming you have, too, Hollywood.
Yeah, I've kept it forever.
Now it just stinks if you'd have to just change it out of nowhere.
Yep.
Just because ESPN put it on the screen.
You know what, though, Zach? A lot of those, the athletes change their numbers a lot.
Right.
A lot.
Right.
A lot.
Maybe he's had it for a while. Who knows?
All right.
Woody, like what else you got? A lot of the people that Joe tries to get me to contact with numbers that he has have been changed.
Right.
Well, I don't know if that's a Joe thing numbers, or just an athlete thing.
You're giving me way too much credit because usually I don't keep anybody's number.
That's right. True. You don't know how to save numbers. One more story here, Joe. I know you wanted to talk about this. We had a 26-year-old man who was killed surfing in Santa Cruz around Monterey Bay. He was eaten by a shark.
Oh, my God.
And the authorities say it was, quote, an unknown shark species, so they don't know which kind of shark ate the guy.
It was a killer hornet shark. That's what I heard. Yeah.
So
there's been a lot of great whites in that area, they said, though.
Yeah. Right. So they had those helicopters fly up and down the Pacific Ocean. And in those areas where they'll surf, that's a big surf area down there in Santa Cruz for anybody that's ever been there by the boardwalk. And anyway, there were like 15, 16 great whites. Like, and those surfers, those guys have a big set, man, because they don't care. They right. think it's still, even though they're out there, they feel like those great whites don't care about them.
Sure.
And they go catch big waves, and there is no way. No way. The only way you get those guys to stop surfing is literally you got to shut down the friggin' beach because they won't stop. They'll keep going out there.
You would think that a great white shark might, you know, be the reason why you don't go into the water. Yeah. Those things will eat you.
Yeah, we were there a couple years ago. Met my buddy and the families out there. And they're going, hey, you want to go out? And I go, nope, I don't go out. I know it lives out there.
Right.
That'd be a nice big dinner. For him. Right. No, thank you.
Right.
I'm that guy. Anyway. Right. Hey, good stuff today, Woody. Good stuff, man. I didn't know a bunch of that stuff. I like that. The Tua jersey, man. I had no idea. I'm not shocked.
1 and 2 on the bestseller list. That is impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Right. You guys brought to my attention, though, not only the South Florida market and Dolphin fans all over, but Alabama fans and Hawaii. You guys hit that Hawaii thing, and I was that's pretty good stuff right there, man. That's all strong. We got to go to break here. We got 8 o'clock hour coming up. John Crotty is going to join us from the Miami Heat in the 9 o'clock hour. So a lot of stuff. Miami Heat voluntary workouts Wednesday as the mayor
decided
to open up things for American Airlines, so those guys could start having voluntary workouts. And shooting around in those beautiful gyms that they have over there. That gym, by the way, and I'm not talking about the main gym sees 20. Right. The practice gym is
nice,
is awesome,
right.
Awesome. Anyway, hey, you kind of wonder what we're watching all this stuff with before you go, Zach. I'm sorry, I cut you off there.
No,
what Pat Riley thinks about all this Michael Jordan stuff? See, I think he would have loved Michael Jordan's attitude.
Right, of course.
That was Riley, man. That wasn't. All right, what else you got there?
I just wanted to remind everybody, now through Sunday night, 560 The Joe is giving you a chance to win a $100 Dunkin' gift card. Visit WQAM.com to register for your chance to win. Something fresh is always brewing at Dunkin'. Their menu has great tasting items to get you going and help you take on the challenges that each day brings during these tough times. They're always made to order just the way you like. Go to WQAM.com and now register to win that $100 Dunkin' gift card. That's WQAM.com and register to win the $100 Dunkin' gift card. 8 o'clock hour coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.